news, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise this morning. Rob Setter, our fabulous producer, telling me things even I don't know. So that's a great service that he provides. On the news line with us now, Kendra Auker is here, president and CEO of Evangelical Community Hospital in Lewisburg. We're going to be talking about this Prime program. Some reporters are going to get a glimpse of it today, and then in the days ahead, everybody will get a chance to log in and get a virtual tour. And of course, all of this is in lieu of an actual ribbon cutting that we'll be holding this year. I guess maybe that'll be in the future. But Kendra, thank you so much for checking in this morning. Good morning.
Morning, Mark. Thanks for asking me.
Well, just describe the hospital atmosphere and activity level now. Of course, you're still coping successfully with COVID-19. You got Prime underway. We're getting ready to paint the valley pink and cooking men and all the stuff that goes along with that. So paint a picture of the activity level at the hospital now.
Sure. I mean, we are pretty much done with the major portion of the Prime project. Actually, we are going to be moving patients into the building on Saturday morning. So in addition to, you know, just getting everything ready and getting through all of our Department of Health inspections and all of that, which we've done, it takes a lot of logistics to get patients moved into new space. So we will just begin that early Saturday morning. So there's a lot of activity, there's a lot of excitement, and I think that the community will really just love knowing that they have this space and these private rooms should they need to stay in a hospital.
Give me a good description of the Prime project. Some people may think of it as a fundraiser, others just an expansion, but really it's quite a comprehensive thrust into the future.
Sure. I mean, PRIME stands for Patient Room Improvement, Modernization, and Enhancement. And basically, you know, EVAN has been very successful in keeping current with its facilities, but the rooms, the patient rooms, have been woefully inadequate. They were built in the 50s at a time when, you know, you built to the code that was at that time. And the hospital, we cannot renovate those current spaces to meet the existing building code. So in order to modernize, we needed to build new. So we built a four-story new addition. It's 112,000 square feet of space. A small amount of that space is a renovated area where we are creating three floors of patient rooms. We have a main first floor, and then we have an area on the second floor that will be renovated to be our new ICU. So the notion is that every patient will have their own room and their own bathroom, and it'll be designed to make them feel more at home, you know, and really more to support the healing process. It's bright, it's windowed, you have beautiful views of the valley, and, you know, we're excited about, you know, kind of giving people an opportunity to have a better experience should they need to be hospitalized.
Explain how, if the another pandemic were to occur, or any infection out there happens to be spreading anywhere, as I guess in a technical sense one is all the time, tell us how this individual room and other measures are going to be better dealt with in the future at EVAN.
Sure. You know, it's an interesting thing. Healthcare is built around keeping you out of the hospital. And so, you know, insurance companies work to make sure that if that you meet all the criteria to be admitted. And once you're in, it's like, how quickly are we going to get you out? It's, you know, inpatient care can be expensive. There's all kinds of preventive measures to make sure you don't get sick. And all that is very important. But the reality of it is, if you need to be hospitalized, you want a good space. And I think COVID has revealed, never before, you know, do you want to have a room where you're by yourself? So you might be coming in for a knee replacement, which is great. You know, you should technically not be around COVID patients at all, even if there are some in the hospital. But if you have to have a roommate, you know, it complicates things because you don't know anything about that roommate. And so I think COVID has revealed that, particularly in times of extreme respiratory illness, which is what we're going through, you would rather have a room to yourself. And so, you know, we're really excited that we're heading into the winter, which will be complicated because it's respiratory season. So there will be, you know, influenza, the flu, influenza A and B, and also COVID. And so our ability to keep people private, to we've added another part of this is we learned a lot of lessons during COVID, and one was we didn't have enough isolation or negative pressure rooms. So when this building, when the last phase of this is complete, which is the ICU, will be done next June, but we have added 27 isolation rooms. So we are very well prepared for anything that comes down the line in the future that would require isolation of patients.
Now, there's an opportunity for the media to get a glimpse at this today, and then Thursday there's a significant virtual unveiling. Walk us through these opportunities that are happening now.
Sure. We're very disappointed that the COVID restrictions and being smart about how we handle that has really kept the community from being able to see the space. So a virtual tour was filmed, and you'll be able to go online and watch that. And also there's a really cool little clip that you can look at where you can actually click on it and navigate yourself through a room and see the different features of a room and actually get a 360-degree view of the room. So those will be released on Thursday, and today is a dedication ceremony that will be live on Facebook, I believe, at 11 o'clock, and then it'll also be put as a link out on our website for everyone to watch.
Explain how COVID has impacted all of this. You aren't just preparing for pandemics. During construction, you were coping with one. So explain how that impacted construction. And, of course, obviously no ribbon cutting. So we do see COVID wound, woven through the things that are happening today and Thursday.
Sure. I mean, COVID delayed the project probably about 2 months, and so we're very happy that we were able to push through the issues that happened in March, April, May timeframe to be able to keep the contractors moving and working to get it complete. You know, and their commitment is greatly appreciated. They recognize the importance of getting patients into private rooms through the winter season, so there was a strong commitment there, but we lost about 2 months of time. As I said, we did learn some lessons, so we've added some more isolation rooms to the design. It's really an air handling kind of issue, so it was very easy midstream to work on those changes. And then, the COVID restrictions on large group gatherings, we will have a small ceremony today. We will keep it outside under a covered area to make sure that we're keeping that group outside. It'll probably be 30, 35 people spread out under the canopy of our new addition. But normally we would have a much larger ceremony. So COVID is just like everyone else in life. It's impacted things that you would have otherwise not expected. And yet, you know, the bottom line is that we're opening a new facility that's going to greatly benefit the community. And that's really what this is about. This is the community's hospital, and this is a great space for the community.
Now, there is still fundraising underway, so explain where you are in relation to the beginning and the end of the capital campaign that's associated with this.
Sure. We have an $18 million capital campaign that's been underway for a couple years. Obviously, COVID sort of set that back a little bit. But 2 years into it, we've raised about $10 million. So we have a little bit of a ways to go. But as I said, the project will not be done for another 9 months or so. So we continue to move forward. And, we're very happy. If you see the virtual tour, you'll see plaques and things that recognize people who have been contributors and supporters of the capital campaign.
Do you want folks to still consider this for current donations or maybe estate planning or anything along that line?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you see this facility and you feel that it is a great asset to the community, we are still raising funds, and we will continue to raise funds for close to another year.
Well, this is part, a very important part of a description of the future of Evangelical Community Hospital. Walk us through, continue to paint the picture of the Valley's really independent hospital that's around here. Let us know what's happening in the future. Give us a glimpse of the years ahead.
Sure. I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head when you said independent hospital. I mean, Evangelical is an independent community hospital. In the state of Pennsylvania, I believe the most recent numbers are there's 156 community hospitals, and only about 24, 25 of them remain independent. Most are part of large systems, and it's the desire of the hospital board to keep this hospital independent. It's been managed well for its nearly 100 years so that it has resources in the bank. It's been able to stay current and modern. It's been able to recruit and retain a lot of providers and clinical staff. And so that really is, it's on the shoulders of the people of the past that this hospital is where it is and that we can step forward into the future. And I hope that this building will help us continue to attract and retain clinical staff and physicians and really drive the hospital forward. Our future is to remain strong and relevant. We have great community support. We cooperate and work well with payers and other providers in the region, and we continue to look at how we remain strong and relevant for the future. We intend to remain a community independent hospital.
I am always just so impressed when I visit the facilities and talk to the staff and sometimes get an opportunity to chat with some of the management or see them at work or talk to you. We get such a great glimpse of really a place that is just steeped in best practices and sound management and working to make sure that you're maximizing all of the opportunities to serve your patients. So really kudos there. I just think it's all superlative. We did have a couple of chances earlier this year, probably a half a dozen opportunities to talk to you in a news conference setting about the status of the pandemic and how the hospital was situating itself so that it was in a great position to care for people in the Valley. Give us another glimpse of this pandemic impact on the hospital and the patients and the setup and tents and so on. Give us another quick glimpse of that.
Sure. I mean, we have consistently had COVID patients in the hospital. I think that people believe that you only saw people in that March, April, May time frame, and the reality of it is, you know, over this summer season, we've had more patients in the hospital with COVID than we did during those peak times. I believe today we have 7 patients in the hospital. One is on a vent, but, you know, we're really managing, and I think over time you learn the new, as you said, best practices and the ways in which to treat patients. So we have been consistently doing it. We were able to reopen our operating rooms, which helped us tremendously. And, you know, we've been prepping for what is unknown going into the winter season. So we are able to pull open some things that we did last winter when we had to shutter down, and we can do those more quickly. We're obviously rehearsed now in how to do those things. We have the alternate testing site that we have behind Plaza 15, where we daily are testing, you know, between 100 and 200 people and swabbing for COVID. We are getting ready, and we'll soon announce, I can't really share all the particulars at this point, but we will soon announce a winter site because we can't operate, you know, using the mobile medical unit outside in cold weather. So we will be having a different site available for people that will be warmer and covered for people to operate out of going into the winter. But we're very prepared. We have an outpatient surgical center in which we've moved many cases, so we have you know, the flexibility to do cases out, more surgical procedures outside of the hospital. So that will help us should we need to shutter down anything again. So I think we're very prepared to go into the next, you know, whatever, 6-8 months, where we just don't know what is to come. And hopefully, you know, it's not a terrible season of flu and COVID.
Any additional comment, anything you'd like to add?
No, I think I just want to continue to thank the community for their incredible support. It really is the community that has supported this hospital over the years and answered our call for support and helped us begin a new chapter in our long and successful history. And I think that it's a time today also to remember to look back with appreciation and respect and admiration for the work of our predecessors. I think at this point in our history, you know, of service to others, it's on those shoulders of the past that we move forward. So this is an exciting day for us. We're happy to open it and show the community their hospital, and Sorry that it can't be in person, but we think we figured out ways to really share this excitement with the community.
Well, thank you so much. Keep us informed. I'm sorry I can't get up there for any of the virtue for the visit today, but we'll have Matt Cotrillo there, so we'll make sure we have all the details out there. Thank you so much for all your information today, Kendra.
Great. Thank you very much, Mark. I appreciate it.
Kendra Alker, President and CEO of Evangelical Community Hospital in Lewisburg, on the Patient Room Improvement Modernization and Enhancement Project, or PRIME. Virtual tours start Thursday. As she mentioned, there's a short dedication today. That's opportunity for a few folks, and you'll hear about that on WKOK later today. And we certainly invite everybody to make sure that they check out the information at evenhospital.com.